Well, when the Carolina Chocolate Drops do their sound check at the Sierra 2 Center in Sacramento tomorrow night, two Sacramento musicians will be standing by, excited to take the stage as the opening act. Amy Reed and Ross Hammond are singers, songwriters, composers, guitarists. She's also a teacher. He's also a music festival producer. They wear so many different hats in the community, but they're both here in our studio today. Each had an acoustic guitar with them and a little bit of music, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to Insight.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
How often do you two get together to make music?
Wednesday afternoons, lately.
Oh, you do have a day a week.
Well, yeah.
We like to say we do have a day a week.
Amy and I both have kids. So.
I know,
right?
I know.
And so when we make it, we celebrate.
Yeah.
It's hard to protect that time, but it is your lives.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You did record a song, and I think I want to get us in the spirit by just listening to the music. And what's the song that you recorded for us?
This is The Cuckoo, and it's a traditional song. It's an old song, and it's a Gene Ritchie version of the song that is a lullaby actually sung to children in old times. So I have a different take on it. It's a warning song.
Here they are, Amy Reed and Ross Hammond. Amy Reed and Ross Hammond. a song called The Cuckoo. They'll be opening up for the Carolina Chocolate Drops on Friday at the Sierra 2 Center. Doors open at 6:30. The show is at 7:30. You just made a record together.
Yes, we did.
We did.
And you spend your little bit of time practicing together. But Amy, I want you to recall something you just said. You have a philosophy that's really a shared place that you come from.
Well, we come together and we show up for the music. You know, Ross plays with a lot of different people, some of them pretty incredible folks out there. And so I'm happy to show up for the music that happens when we get together and play. And I try to, anyways, that's how these, my songs have grown so much in a very short amount of time, I
think. Well, she looked like happy was an understatement when she said that. How did this happen with the Carolina Chocolate Drops? Because this is such a popular, great group to be coming to Sacramento. And you're opening.
Yeah. We are the folks at Swell Productions, Steve Nichol and Mindy Giles. They are, I work with them a lot. We're you know, we're friends and peers in a way. And Mindy and Steve approached us and, you know, they said, we're bringing the Chocolate Drops in and you guys have this new project that they think would work really well in a real kind of roots way. I mean, you know, it's think demographically it would work. And you know, they thought that we would benefit from the crowd that's going to come to the show, you know, tomorrow, that it's a good way for us to get, you know, to get some exposure. And, you know, and Swell Productions in particular, I've worked with them before, and they do that. You know, every show that they put on, it's one thing to bring a national act to Sacramento to give the Sacramento audience, you know, a nice show. But the other thing that they do is they always put on a local act in front, because they want to, you know, it's the old philosophy of promoting of you have to promote your scene while you're promoting something else. You know, it's not just about making the biggest buck you can, which is really great. I mean, every community should have something like that.
Indeed.
I would describe your music, and I mean this in the best sense, as meandering. And listening to it, it rolls, but it comes from improv on both sides, doesn't it? I mean, Ross, you're known for that, but Amy, that's a lot of your style too, isn't it?
I like to work as much as I can with that. I've kind of been traveling through for many years with old folk songs, old traditional songs, and my own songwriting, and I'm glad it's come to this.
Mm. And Sacramento is a great place. We were describing it as like a beehive, or I said under the hive, there's a whole lot of activity. Mm. And Ross, you're going to stick around with us for... sound advice today, right?
It is on, yes.
Because you're in the middle of In the Flow Festival?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
I don't know how you had time to rehearse with all the bands he does play in.
We don't rehearse.
Just get out there and play.
Whatever, yeah.
All right, so Ross, stay in place. Okay. And Amy, I think we have one of your solo songs, a song called River.
Wonderful.
So we're going to take a break, and as we do, we're going to go out listening to Amy Reed with the song River. And again, on our website, we have details about the show, Amy Reed and Ross Hammond opening for the Chocolate Drops. So you are listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.